Harry seized a pair of heavy-looking broomsticks from the nearest pile of junk and threw one to Ron, who pulled Hermione onto it behind him. Harry swung his leg over the second broom and, with hard kicks to the ground, they soared up into the air, missing by feet the horned beak of a flaming raptor that snapped its jaws at them. The smoke and heat were becoming overwhelming. Below them, the cursed fire was consuming the contraband of generations of hunted students, the guilty outcomes of a thousand banned experiments, the secrets of the countless souls who had sought refuge in the room. Harry could not see a trace of Malfoy, Crabbe, or Goyle anywhere. He swooped as low as he dared over the marauding monsters of flame to try to find them, but there was nothing but fire. What a terrible way to die. He had never wanted this.
"Harry, let's get out! Let's get out!"
bellowed Ron, though it was impossible to see where the door was through the black smoke. And then Harry heard a thin, piteous human scream from amidst the terrible commotion, the thunder of devouring flame.
"It's too dangerous!"
Ron yelled, but Harry wheeled in the air. His glasses giving his eyes some small protection from the smoke, he raked the firestorm below, seeking a sign of life, a limb or a face that was not yet charred like wood. And he saw them, Malfoy with his arms around the unconscious Goyle, the pair of them perched on a fragile tower of charred desks, and Harry dived. Malfoy saw him coming and raised one arm, but even as Harry grasped it, he knew at once that it was no good. Goyle was too heavy, and Malfoy's hand, covered in sweat, slid instantly out of Harry's.
"If we die for them, I'll kill you, Harry,"
roared Ron's voice. And as a great flaming chimera bore down upon them, he and Hermione dragged Goyle onto their broom and rose, rolling and pitching into the air once more, as Malfoy clambered up behind Harry.
"The door! Get to the door! The door!"
screamed Malfoy in Harry's ear, and Harry sped up, following Ron, Hermione, and Goyle through the billowing black smoke, hardly able to breathe. And all around them, the last few objects, unburned by the devouring flames, were flung into the air, as the creatures of the cursed fire cast them high in celebration. Cups and shields, a sparkling necklace, and an old, discolored tiara.
"What are you doing? What are you doing? The door's that way!"
screamed Malfoy, but Harry made a hairpin swerve and dived. The diadem seemed to fall in slow motion, turning and glittering as it dropped toward the maw of a yawning serpent, and then he had it, caught it around his wrist. Harry swerved again as the serpent lunged at him. He soared upward and straight toward the place where, he prayed, the door stood open. Ron, Hermione, and Goyle had vanished. Malfoy was screaming and holding Harry so tightly it hurt. Then, through the smoke, Harry saw a rectangular patch on the wall and steered the broom at it. And moments later, clean air filled his lungs, and they collided with the wall in the corridor beyond. Malfoy fell off the broom and lay face down, gasping, coughing, and retching. Harry rolled over and sat up. The door to the room of requirement had vanished, and Ron and Hermione sat panting on the floor beside Goyle, who was still unconscious.
"Crab!"
choked Malfoy as soon as he could speak.
"Crab!"
"He's dead," said Ron harshly.
There was silence, apart from panting and coughing. Then a number of huge bangs shook the castle, and a great cavalcade of transparent figures galloped past on horses, their heads screaming with bloodlust under their arms. Harry staggered to his feet when the headless hunt had passed and looked around. The battle was still going on all around him. He could hear more screams than those of the retreating ghosts. Panic flared within him.
"Where's Ginny?"
he said sharply.
"She was here. She was supposed to be going back into the room of requirement. Blimey, do you reckon it'll still work after that fire?"
asked Ron. But he too got to his feet, rubbing his chest and looking left and right.
"Shall we split up and look?"
"No,"
said Hermione, getting to her feet too. Malfoy and Goyle remained slumped hopelessly on the corridor floor. Neither of them had wands.
"Let's stick together. I say we go. Harry, what's that on your arm?"
"What? Oh, yeah,